USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As hundreds of thousands of demonstrators continue to show anger in the streets of Tehran and other Iranian cities, President Trump is sticking by his threats to attack Iranian cultural sites if that nation retaliates for the airstrike that killed a top Iranian general. Responding to reporters' questions yesterday, the president said, "Why are cultural sites off limits when American forces face roadside bombs?" Many experts say attacking cultural sites would amount to war crimes. Meanwhile, Senate Democrat and White House hopeful Elizabeth Warren is asking,
"Why does he pick now to take this highly inflammatory, highly dangerous action that moves us closer to war?"
She spoke on CNN. Still awaiting damage reports after a 5.8 magnitude earthquake hits the southeast coast of Puerto Rico today. And this is USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to gcnlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to gcnlife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's gcnlife.com or 844-443-6637.
More on the recent strike that killed an Iranian commander. The U.S. House now moving to limit what President Trump can do in the Middle East going forward. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will vote on a resolution mandating that the administration's military action against Iran end after 30 days without further congressional action to green light it. A South Carolina policeman, the first U.S. law enforcement officer killed in the line of duty this year, the state's law enforcement division says 26-year-old Officer Jackson Winkler was shot to death during a traffic stop at the Florence Regional Airport yesterday morning. At last night's Golden Globes, the British World War I film 1917 wins Best Drama Picture and Best Director. Actor Brad Pitt wins Best Supporting Actor for his role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That Tarantino film also winning Best Comedy and Best Screenplay. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Despite the soaring price of oil after the death of an Iranian military commander in a U.S. strike, there are other factors contributing to a still relatively steady price at the gasoline pump for Americans. Here's more from John Clemens.
According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, the national average is holding again this week at $2.58 a gallon, but you can expect an increase very soon.
We will likely see a slow increase in the price of gasoline. It will take maybe a week or two to realize a 5 to 10 cent increase, but the national average remains unchanged from a week ago. Gasoline demand is weakening as we enter the coldest time of the year, and inventories of gasoline are going up as a result.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
It's the first full week of January, but not a lot of snow to worry about across the nation right now. But some very wet weather is coming to the eastern half of the nation later this week. Forecasters say unusually mild temperatures will mean it will be rain rather than snow and ice in most of the central and eastern U.S. The south could see severe thunderstorms, while some snow or rain changing to snow is expected in the northern stretches of the upper Mississippi Valley and northern Great Lakes. And Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, still dominating the box office. It earned another $34 million in its third week in North American theaters, bringing its total to $451 million made domestically since its release. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.